This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Wells Fargo said in a regulatory filing that its review of potentially unauthorized accounts could reveal a significant increase in the number of accounts involved, up from the 2.1 million that it previously estimated. Wells Fargo said it expanded its investigation to add 3 years to its review period, which covered accounts opened from 2011 to mid-2015. They also revealed that the CFPB is investigating whether they harm customers by closing accounts when there was suspected fraudulent activity. Blackwater contractors convicted in an unjustified killing of Iraqis during the Bush administration won an appeal over sentencing. Three-judge panel ruled that the machine gun law was intended to punish people who intentionally brought dangerous weapons with them to carry out violent crimes and declared the contractors' sentences grossly disproportionate to their culpability for using government-issued weapons in a war zone. Martin Shirelli, who is notorious for raising the price of a drug from $13.50 to $750 a pill, faces up to 20 years in prison after being convicted of 3 of 8 charges. Experts say he's likely to be sentenced to less time. In surveys, Americans say they enjoy cooking, but they clearly don't want to do so much of it. By 2016, the amount of time that women spent cooking had fallen to just 37 minutes a day, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller has reportedly issued subpoenas to the White House for records involving former National Security Chief and ex-General Mike Flynn. Before leaving on a month-long recess, the Senate set up a system to prevent the president from appointing senior administration officials to posts that require confirmation in the senator's absence. UAW lost the representation election at the Nissan plant in Mississippi by a decisive margin, almost 2 votes to every 1 cast in favor of unionization. The French Labor Code, 100 years in the making, is 3,324 pages long and growing. Of those, 170 pages govern firings, 420 regulate health and security, 50 temporary work, and 85 collective negotiations. Hundreds more devoted to wages, specific industries, and overseas departments. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.